It's the simplest of all questions, but perhaps the most difficult to answer. The Chazon Ish, in his sefer Emuna Ubitochen, that's in fact the name of the sefer, and we'll see in a moment there's a lot of very profound meaning in the title of that sefer. The Chazon Ish writes as follows. He says there is a famous mistake. This is the way that he writes it. Ta'us noishemes, there is an old, well-established mistake when it comes to the subject of bitochen. And he says there are those people, and perhaps many people, who think that bitochen means there is a chayva, an obligation, lahamin, to believe, ki betach yeh hatoiv, everything will be exactly as I desire in the end. The Chazon Ish is clearly coming la'afuke, an approach in bitochen which he describes as a mistake, in which the person, the baal bitochen, is boiteach that things will work out exactly as he wishes. Somebody who's struggling in parnasa, bitochen dictates that you have to be boiteach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will definitely send you parnasa. Somebody who's a choyle, the bitochen is machayev you to believe that you will definitely be zeicha to a refuah shleim. Says the Chazon Ish, this is a mistake. This is a mistake. And kedarkei v'kodesh of the Chazon Ish, he proves it halachically. Everything with the Chazon Ish was everything. Everything was a dalad amas shel halacha. Says the Chazon Ish, without so much discussing yet what bitochen is, but this clearly is what bitochen is not. For the very simple reason and proof, as long as a Novi has not come and told you clearly in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is what's going to happen, how on earth does it make sense to say that bitochen is machayev you to believe that indeed it will happen? If somebody is a choyle and a Novi comes to him and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told me to tell you that you will have a refuah shleima, then yes, he's obligated to believe that this will happen. Not because of the mitzvah or the chiv of bitochen, but rather because there is a mitzvah to listen to the word of the Novi. As long as the Novi has not told you that, then how can there possibly exist the concept of bitochen? I am boiteya, I am sure that the following will happen. I will be zeicha to parnasa, I will be zeicha to a refuah shleima, I will be zeicha to chochma, whatever it may be. Says the Chazon Ish, that is a toast. That is a mistake. That's a mistake. Mi yoideya mishpate Hashem. Who knows? How can you possibly know, without the advantage of prophecy and nevuah, how can you possibly know or be confident in what the future will hold? That cannot be the definition of bitochen, says the Chazon Ish, and anybody who thinks so, he says that's a toll, that's a grave mistake. So what in fact is bitochen? Says the Chazon Ish, it's extremely simple, clear, brief definition. Avol, he writes, Inyan ha-bitochen. Do you know what bitochen is? Hu ha-emun. It is the belief in what? Three simple words. She'ein mikre ba'olam. That's it. Bitochen tells you there is no mikre, there is no happenstance. Nothing is by chance. Everything is preordained. Everything is controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what bitochen is. Bitochen is, as the Chazon Ish himself writes, that it's all kol hanaseh tachat hashemesh. Everything that happens on planet Earth is all b'hachroza, It's all been predestined, predetermined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing happens by chance or by accident. As the famous Gemara tells us, Ein Odom Noikev Et Bo'oi, a person doesn't knock his little finger unless it has been decreed upon him that that will happen in Shomayim. The Chazon Ish, in the very same paragraph, writes the following, and we'll explain this Be'ezus Hashem. He says, Uleha Omur, according to that which I have just explained, Emuna Ubitochoin Achas Yi. The Chazon Ish says, according to the definition that I have just provided you with, that Bitochoin means Ein Mikre Ba'olam. Nothing is by chance, everything is predetermined. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaYecholet. He can do whatever he so chooses. He will do what is best for me, obviously. Kol man v'ovid rachmona letav ovid. Not that I am confident that it will happen, but rather I am confident that it can happen. And if it's supposed to happen, it will indeed happen. Whether or not it is supposed to happen, I can't possibly know. I'm not a Nobby. As opposed to this other school of thought, which the Chazon Ish calls a mistake, which says that Bitochin means that I am confident that it in fact will happen. That can't be, says the Chazon Ish. Says the Chazon Ish, therefore, Emuna and Bitochin is all one. Emuna, as he writes, is the theory, is the halacha. Bitochoin is the lamaisa. Meaning, there is actually no difference essentially between emuna and bitochoin. It is not two separate avodos. Bitochoin is just the actualization of emuna. Emuna is that belief. Bitochoin is putting that belief into reality. Living Emuna is Bitochin. It's not a different Avodah. Rather, as he calls it, Emuna is Halacha, Bitochin is Lamaisa. But it's not a different Avodah. That belief, I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaYecholet, is capable of doing all. Bitochin is now to live with that feeling. To live with that feeling, Ein Mikra B'Olam, I'm in perfectly safe hands. Not that I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do A, B, or C, but I know that He can, and Ein Mikra, nothing will happen without it being predetermined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Bitochin is all about. We have discussed many times, the Chovetz Chabad explains and talks about the concept of Menuchas HaNefesh, that tranquility, that serenity. That is the chelek of the Boiteach Bashem. According to the Chazon Ish, that means it's the Menuchas HaNefesh, knowing that I'm in perfectly good hands. Ein Mikra, nothing will go awry by accident. I'm in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What in fact will happen tomorrow, next week, or next year, I have no idea. That's what Bitochin is all about. The Briskerov, when he got married to the daughter of a particularly wealthy individual. And this great Gevir, who obviously saw greatness in the Briskerov, and he was right, invested in him. And he offered as a dowry, he in fact paid for a house. He bought the Briskerov a house. That's it, you have no parnasa problems, no mortgage problems, and you'll be able to learn now the Menuchas HaNefesh. Shortly after the Briskerov got married, the house burned down. So everything he had was lost. The Briskerov, for all his godliness, was after all human, a boss of Adam, and he felt that he needed to be mischazik in the Avodah of Bitochin. So what indeed did he do? This is all documented. He undertook a project of learning Chovetz Chovos Shar HaBitochin. That's what he did. When he learned it, and we can imagine, or perhaps we cannot imagine, the great depth with which the Brisker Rav loved the Chavos Avod Hashar Abitochi. When he concluded it, the Brisker Rav says the following statement, the following observation, a phenomenal observation. He said, I used to be wealthy and now I'm poor. I used to be a young man, house owner. And then all of a sudden it got burned down. So I became an oni. So the Brisker Rav said, let's analyze this for a moment. What's the difference, the real difference between an oshir and an oni? After all, you could be a millionaire, that's true, but you don't eat more in one day. You also have your three meals, etc., etc. So what's the difference? The oni has to eat, the oshir has to eat. What's the difference? How does the difference of wealth manifest itself? Says the Brisker Rav, the difference is not in today. The difference is in tomorrow. I.e., the wealthy man who happens to know that he's got $1 million in his bank account is secure for tomorrow as well. It's not that he therefore eats 50 meals on one day just because he happens to have more money. There's a limit to how much you can eat. Rather, he, like the Oni, will have his three meals, breakfast, lunch, and supper. The difference is that he goes to bed calm with the knowledge that I know where my three meals are coming from because I've got $100,000 in the bank account. The Oni goes to bed with no menuchas hanefesh, I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. That's the difference. Says the Brisker Rav, but if you have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you also are in perfectly good hands and you have that same menuchas hanefesh. In which case, there is subsequently no longer any difference between an oni and an oshir. So having lost my house, the only thing that the house gave me was security for tomorrow. If I learn Chedus HaVovot and I have bitachon, I've also got security. I've also got menuchas hanefesh. I know that I'm in perfectly good hands. That was the Brisker Rav's phenomenal maskana. The only difference between an oni and an oshir is the menuchas hanefesh. Learn Chedus HaVovot, Shara Bitochen, and you arrive at the same menuchas hanefesh with a smaller bank account. Well, if that's the case, there's no longer any real difference between an oni and an oshir. I just want to quote for you the words of Rabbeinu Yoina in Mishlei, where Rabbeinu Yoina says also a very brief sentence, but it sounds word for word like the Chazon Ish. Inyan habitochen. What does bitochen mean? Sheyeida, he must know with all his heart, ki hakoil bidei shomayim. He does not say that bitochen means you have to know with all your heart exactly the way it's all going to work out. No, hakoil bidei shomayim. Almost a mirror image of what the Chazon Ish wrote. Ein mikre ba'olam. It's all predetermined. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. What in fact he will do, we have no idea. There's no prophecy. I think in the past, I once mentioned the story with the Chazon Ish himself. A particularly ill individual came to the Chazon Ish distraught. He says, I've just been diagnosed with a terrible illness. And the doctors have said that I probably will not last longer than 4 days. The Chazon Ish said, yeah, nu. What do you mean, yeah, nu? I'm panicking. 4 days, 4 days I've got, that's all I've got, 4 days. So the Chazon Ish says, do me a favor, could you pass me, please, a Chumash Bereishis? Please open up page one and start reading. He had no idea what the Chazon Ish wanted, but Chazon Ish said, Bereishis Bara Elokim Et HaShomayim Et HaAretz. Just keep on reading. Baharet Haisal Soyu Bavoyu, and he keeps on reading until the end of day one. By Yerev, by Yvoiker, Yoim Echos. So the Chazon Ish keep on going. He has no idea what the Chazon Ish wants. Why he's giving him a Chumash Rashi class. Second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates this, he creates that. By Yerev, by Yvoiker, Yoim Sheini. Keep on going. By Yerev, by Yvoiker, Yoim Shlishi. Can I stop now? No, keep on going. It comes to the fourth day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the sun and the moon and the stars. Vayera vayvayke yoim ravi, the fourth day. Says the Chazon Ish, now you can stop. that the Chazon Ish knew. Not bad what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in 4 days. Created most of the world. You're telling me you have 4 days to live, you don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change things? Most of the world was created in 4 days. It's a pretty good day in the office. 4 days in the office. On day four, having left the Chazon Ish, this person gets a message. There's just been a breakthrough. They've given an approval here in Eretz Yisrael, this is the story obviously 70 years ago or so, of a particular medication that's been on trial. There was a debate whether it's going to go through. It has done so, and you are a candidate to be on trial. This was the message that came through on day four. He indeed applied for the medicine, he took it, and he was zeicher to a refuah shleimah. The Chazon Ish, the Shitosoi, never told him what's the problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will obviously bring you a refuah shleimah. He didn't say that. Your Chiyuv of Bitochen tells you that he can bring a refuah shleimah. Look what he did in 4 days. You see, he's got the ultimate koyach. That's emunah. Now let's see the Bitochen. Now let's see us living it. He didn't say you will be zeicher to a refuah shleimah. He said, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of doing. He is the Baal HaYecholet. Now you have to live it. Not enough that it remains in the realms of halacha. It has to be converted l'maisa. I have a sefer here at home. The sefer is called Rinas HaShabbos. And it's written by a Rebbe of mine, a Mashkiach in England, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Wittler. Initially Mashkiach in Gateshead, now a Rav, Rosh Hashiva in Manchester. And he writes the following. He says, when the Sefer of the Chazon Ish was first published, it caused a big ripple and a shock. When the Chazon Ish wrote this line, that there's an enormous mistake in the way people approach Bitochen, and they think that Bitochen means I'm Boiteach, that this will happen, and that's a mistake. He says, he quotes, in the name of Rav Shmuel Homina. Rav Shmuel Homina was one of the Ziknei Yerushalayim, a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. And Rav Shmuel Homina, having observed, having read what the Chazon Ish wrote in his sefer, Emuna uBitachon, which according to the Chazon Ish is not two different things, it's just two sides of the same coin, said Rav Shmuel Homina, this is not the way that we were educated. Our chinuch was in fact different. Our chinuch, he writes, was much closer to that particular root that the Chazon Ish called a tov. That which the Chazon Ish said that Bitochen is not to believe that it will happen, but rather it can, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. The way we were educated, said this great Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, was much closer to the first Mahalot. That yes, indeed, Bitochen tells you that you are Beiteach, in exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send me Paranoch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send me a refuah shleimah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send me chokhmah. Not can and is running operations because HaKreil bidei shamayim and ein mikre ba'olam. Besides, therefore, for the obvious difference, therefore, in what is the definition of bitachon, it turns out also, therefore, emunah and bitachon, according to this particular approach, are indeed two separate avodos. Emunah means I have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate koyach and hashkocha. Bitachon is something else completely. Bitachon is I am boiteach that the following will happen. The Chazon Ish said that's not the definition of Bitochen, and that's what he meant when he said, according to my definition of Bitochen, Emunah and Bitochen are in fact one. What is Emunah? To believe in the great Koyach of Hashem. And what is Bitochen? To feel it. What will happen? I've got no idea. A Nobi hasn't told me. so therefore there's not two different avoidos. One is just the lemaisa of the halacha. One is the theory put into practice. Whereas, according to perhaps this other school of thought, that says that no, bitochen can in fact be machayev you too. The boiteach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will definitely bring about the Yeshua. That's a different avoida to emunah. That's a different avoida to emunah. Now, obviously, we cannot be machnis roish bein haharim agdoilim, and it's certainly not for us to take a position or a stance between gedoilei olam. But it would seem to be, and I have another sefer ahom that talks about bitochin, and he says it's well known the Chazon Ish was coming la'afuke, the well-known shitta in Nevardok. No, Nevardok, gedoilei hayeshivas, set out by the altar of Nevardok, gedoilei Yisrael. The Chazon Ish called it a toast. There are those who attempt to say that perhaps there is some common ground. Difficult to know. Difficult to know. But I just want to share with you one very important nekuda, without chas v'shalom attempting in any way to be machriya l'kan or l'kan. Who are we to decide? And that is, even if there is a machlekes, that there's a phenomenally important yediyah that we must all know. And the Chazon Ish was never chaylek with it. And this, Rabbi Yisai, takes us back to one of the first times we ever met to discuss bitochin, to learn bitochin. The Chayvas Alvavas, Rabbeinu HaChayvas Alvavas and the Shara Bitochin said the following. You might well remember, and I hope you do. In the very lengthy psicha, in the introduction of the Chayvas Alvavas, the Chayvas Alvavas never spoke about bitochin. He didn't say what bitochin is, he didn't say how you achieve it, he didn't say who you have to believe in, he didn't say how you go about gaining bitochin, he didn't say which areas of life you have to have bitochin in. That's all for the future. Perek Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, all the way to Zayin. What did he speak about in his Hakdama? He marketed bitochin. He convinced the reader why you would want to read his sefer, why you would want to become a Baal Bitochin. And he said how rewarding the life of a Baal Bitochin is, without so much defining for the moment of what it is, but believe me that it's very rewarding. And he then said the following line: if you do not have bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to an extent removes his direct hashkacha over you and places you in the hands or under the jurisdiction of the koyach that you have chosen to be boiteach in. Now let's not make a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach everything and anyone in all times, in all places, without exception. So clearly we're talking about, and this is how some explain, we're talking about different degrees of hashkacha. Whether it's a direct hashkacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or are you placed, as it were, in the hands of intermediaries. And you might well remember the example we gave them to illustrate this point is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is languishing in jail. He has bitochin, as it were, in the Sar HaMashkin. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? You want to rely on the Sar HaMashkin? Gesundheit. Rely on the Sar HaMashkin. Your fate, quote unquote, will now be in the hands of the Sar HaMashkin. So he forgot about you, so you'll languish another 2 years. Obviously, that too was min hashomayim, but there's no direct hashkach. Which means, Rabbi Yisrael, there is a pasuk, haboiteach b'ashem chesed yisoyv avenhu. If somebody is boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is surrounded by chesed. He is deserving of an extra special direct hashkocha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This means, Rabbi Yisrael, that even if there is a machloikas, and there may well be a machloikas and a very fundamental one at that, what is bitachay, but there is an enormous nafkamina that nobody disagrees with. Let's enter the world of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that this particular chayla, for example, has no idea and cannot know, and therefore cannot be expected to have bitachin in what tomorrow will bring. After all, a Navi has not told him. So what does the chayla have to have bitachin in? And b'tiyach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal HaYecholet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, Ein Mikra Ba'olam. I believe, yes, even in 4 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Hoifach Kol HaOlam, just as He created the world, He can bring a Refuah Shleim. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Let's now add the key line. Even according to the Chazon Ish, if you indeed have that bitachon, your chances of having the Refuah Shleim have just increased. Because HaBoteach Bashem Chesed Yisayvavenu. You want to rely on doctors who have told you that in 4 days you're no longer here? Fine. Well, then the doctors will decide. I'm not saying, says the Chazon Ish, that bitachin is, I am boiteach, that I definitely would have a Refuah Shleima. I've got no idea. But I'm boiteach, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, despite what doctors say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring about a Refuah Shleima. If indeed you have that bitachin, you have just now upped your chances of indeed being zoicha to a Refuah Shleima. Not that the bitachin tells you I will definitely have the Refuah Shleima. Not that bitachin tells you I will definitely have parnasa. But if indeed you have bitachin, there is an increased chance of in fact that happening. And I believe that this is what we daven for every single day in our life. Which bracha of Shmoneh Esra clearly refers obviously to bitachin, the bracha of Al HaTzadikim. Al HaTzadikim, Al HaChassidim. And we say, V'sein Sochar Toiv. Kadosh Baruch Hu, grant reward L'chara Boitchim B'Shimcha Be'emet, to all those who are Boiteach in you. Say, V'sein Chalkein Rimoem. I also want to be part of that very illustrious group of Boitchim B'Shem. I once saw the following kasha. The stipler asked, Bitochain is not a mitzvah, it's not one of the Tariag mitzvahs, so why are you deserving of tzchar? What does it mean, the same tzchar toiv? Which tzchar? Why should you get tzchar? You haven't done any mitzvah. We could really add, mamonoshech, and if it was a mitzvah, why would you need to ask for tzchar? And furthermore, we know there's a principle, there is no tzchar in this world. Furthermore, how does the bracha finish? Have you ever wondered this kasha? Baruch Ata Hashem, Mishon Umitzoch LaTzadikim. That does not seem to match the bakasha. Every single bracha in Shmoneh Esra, you present your bakasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Refoeinu. Why am I coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask for refuah? Because, Baruch Ata Hashem, Reifei Choyli Am Yisrael. You are the Reifei. Why am I asking Borech Oleinu? Because you are the Borech Hashanim. What was the request over here? The same Sachar Toiv L'chol HaBoitchem. So why doesn't it say Borech Ato Hashem Hanoisein Sachar L'HaBoitchem? What does it say? Mishon Omitzvach L'Tzadikim. The answer to all of these questions is that's the same thing. Do you know what the sechar of bitachin is? Bitachin is not a mitzvah. We're not talking about sechar for mitzvahs, and we're not talking about olam haba. We're asking to be zoicha to this special habiteach b'Hashem chesed yisayv avenu. I also want to have the koiches and the siyata d'shmaya to be b'iteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that way I will be zoicha to what? Not to have the star hamashkin, as it were, controlling my life. Rather, who will control my life? Which hanhoga will I be zeicha to? To the hanhoga of Mishon u'mivtoch l'tzadikim. Baruch ha-gever asher yivtach b'Hashem. What happens if you're b'yteach b'Hashem? V'hoyo Hashem mivtachoi. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes your mivtach. Mishon u'mivtoch l'tzadikim. The end of the bracha is perfectly in sync with the bakasha. There's the same sachar toy. What is the schar of bitochin? The schar of bitochin is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes your mivtach. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishon u'mivtoch l'tzadikim. It couldn't be neater. So therefore, Rabbeinu, I think this is critical to point out. There may well be a machlekes between Gedolim, Gedolei Yisrael, Hehorim HaGedolim, and who are we to be machriya? Even, however, if we are going to go with the definition of the Chazon Ish, the Bitochin does not require, cannot require us to be Boiteach, that the following will happen. One does, however, need to know that if you're Boiteach in Hashem, there are indeed more chances that indeed it will happen. You don't want to rely on your doctors. You don't want to rely on wealthy individuals, not on politicians, not on boss of a dam. Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach B'Hashem. That is who, in fact, we are Boiteach in. And let's just leave the closing line, the famous closing line to Reb Chaim Volozhin. Because Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in his Sefer, the ultimate segula is to say and believe Ein Oid Milvadei. There is no other koyach in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Reb Yisrael, we need to understand, this is not a magic formula. What Reb Chaim Volozhin means is, the more you genuinely believe and feel that Ein Oid Milvadei, the more chances you will in fact have of being zeicha to Yeshua. It's not a magic wand. The formula is perfectly simple. The more you are b'yteach in Hashem, the more you live, l'maisa, not just halacha, in a very real way, ein mikre b'oilam ha-koil min ha-shamayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the best possible plan for me, the more you then are being zeicha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become v'hoyo Hashem mitachoi. By definition, therefore, your chances of being zeicha to Yeshua have just been increased. So therefore, in summary, there may well be two different approaches in bitochin. According to the Chazon Ish, bitochin does not mean I'm b'yteach that the following will happen, but rather the following can happen. And it's all predetermined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It may well be that there's a different school of thought, perhaps Navarzik, that says, no, you do have to have bitochin in that the following will happen. But either way, without being machriya, this machlekes, we have to know that even if we're going to go with the definition of the Chazon Ish, that the more one is b'yteach b'Hashem, not only does one lead a more rewarding life in the menuchas ha-nefesh that he will be zeicha to, like the Brisker of says, there's no longer a difference whether you're wealthy or poor, but you've actually upped your chances of being zeicha in the Yeshua. We have discussed, and this was recently in a parasha shir, the whole concept of the Mishon u'mivtoch l'tzadikim. If one doesn't have bitochin, then indeed that Yeshua cannot come. Yes, we need to define what bitochin is. So bitochin, according to the Chazon Ish, is ein mikre b'olam. Everything is run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we genuinely live and feel that in a very tangible way, the more we can indeed be zeicha to the Mishon and then mivtoch l'tzadikim. We all need our Yeshuas, whether it's in Gashmias or Ruchnias, whether it's in Refuah or Parnasa, whatever it may be. The more we are mischazik in the notion of the tremendous milas of being b'yteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more chance there will be, Be'ezus Hashem, that we should all be zeicha to our Yeshua. Amen, v'amen.